You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Topic: A Faith Alive and Growing. Title: Living Faith. Living Faith. Have you had that experience where you wanted to know all about it? The new direction of study at school, the new phone, the new car, the new kid on the block, or those neighbors down the street? Oh yes, I am sure we have all had this experience. Then we know enough to satisfy our curiosity. Or we know enough that we can operate the device with enough proficiency to make it work for us. Or we are comfortable enough to operate it. All of this might be attributed to worry. Worry about the neighborhood. Worry concerning whether we know what to press or what to do in case the phone rings, or how to accelerate or slow down the new vehicle. All in all, we are very curious about anything new. You also see this with people who are new to the Christian faith. They are curious about all things Jesus and about what that old book is all about. Yes, I can say that old book because our Bible is a very old, well-read, and lived-by book. Over the years, as Christians, we get our favorite sayings and scripture verses. Sometimes we do not even know anymore where they came from or when we received that word, but the saying stuck and it became part of our lives. One of those sayings is from Paul, written down in the letter to the Romans. Romans chapter 10, verses 16 to 17, Amplified Bible. But they have not all heeded the gospel. For Isaiah says, "Lord, who has believed, had faith in what he has heard from us?" So faith comes by hearing what is told, and what is heard comes by the preaching of the message that came from the lips of Christ, the Messiah himself. Between what I have opened with and this scripture in the letter to the Romans, there is one very big commonality, and this is faith, or as the complete Jewish Bible translates it, trust. Trust that we can operate that new device. Trust that we will be safe with those new people down the street. Trust that it is okay for our children to play with the new ones. Trust that this new professor will teach a great new class. Trust, or as we can also call it, faith. There is, however, one difference, and that difference, I believe, is our focus on this day, which is growth. At a certain moment, we know all about that new phone or vehicle, those new people, or that new topic, and we are left with only one thing: proficiency. With God, the Bible, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, and the Holy Spirit, it will never stop. We can keep on growing our trust in Him. The Bible will keep on teaching us through the written words and through the Rhema, the spoken word. Trust is also a very interesting word, and the more I ponder on it, the more I like this word. Trust. Wow. Trust is a reality. Trust is reality. The more I trust Yeshua, the more I do things the way He wants me to do them, and the less I trust in my own ways of doing things. The more I trust Him, the more I see His truth in the daily application of what He has said concerning the things in my life and relationships. The more I see somebody trusting the Lord, trusting Jesus, and trusting in the completion of the Holy Spirit in their lives, the more I will see the fruit of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23, Amplified Bible. But the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which His presence within accomplishes, is love, joy, gladness, peace, patience, and even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, benevolence, faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, humility, self-control. self-restraint, continence. Against such things, there is no law that can bring a charge. Against all these wonderful things, there cannot be found anything in the law of God, the Torah, which literally means the teachings, that can be held or used against it, or in that case, if you are filled with it, against you. Last week, we talked about it, and today, I want to re-establish this truth with you. It is not by what we say, or by the sticker on our car. You know, the fish, or the Jesus saves, or the follow me to church sticker. It is not by any of these things that we can see somebody is a Christian. No, none of these. How do you recognize a Christian? Right, by the fruit they carry. Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 to 17, Amplified Bible. Beware of false prophets who come to you dressed as sheep, but inside they are devouring wolves. You will fully recognize them by their fruits. Do people pick grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? Even so, every healthy sound tree bears good fruit worthy of admiration, but the sickly, decaying, worthless tree bears bad, worthless fruit. We do not hear the apostles say that a Christian, or with that a ministry, is recognized by the number of people in it, or the size of the church. The person is not recognized by the number of stickers on their car, or by the beautiful words they speak. No, the apostle is using a living example. Christ is using a living example, fruit. We have heard it now out of Yeshua's own mouth, from the Gospel, according to Matthew. Fruit. How do we recognize a Christian? Yes, a Christian, with a capital C. By the fruit they carry. You, me, my friend, all of us, we are recognized by the fruit we carry. When we do not carry fruit, we are useless trees, taking away the sunlight from the little sprouts that are growing up and having nothing to show for it. We might as well be taken out of the vineyard because we are not producing anything, and by not producing anything, we are prohibiting the growth of others. We are taking away from their light, redirecting the focus onto our tree, the barren one, in between all those that are bearing fruit. I do, however, want to step back a little bit first. Trust and faith can be used interchangeably in this situation, and when this is not present, we are in a state of complacency instead of growth. Let me make it very clear why I use this word. Merriam-Webster says about complacency, self-satisfaction, especially when accompanied by unawareness of actual dangers or deficiencies. An instance of usually unaware or uninformed self-satisfaction. Exactly, trust and faith in self, not in God. Out of ourselves, we are not bearing any fruit of the Spirit. It is only fruit of self. Oh, look at me. Do I not have a great title? Look at me. I am elder, deacon, pastor, minister, manager, director. Yes, we look at you and see a great-looking orchard or vineyard with trees loaded with fruit and one barren eyesore. This is now coming back to the initial thought that started this all. As Christians, we need to be in a constant state of growth in faith, constantly growing in trust in God. When there is no growth of faith, no growth of trust, it is death. A tree watered by the living water of Christ. A tree warmed by the light of God the Father. A tree fed by the Word through the Holy Spirit. A tree bathing in the Trinity can only do one thing, and that is bear fruit. When there is no growth like that, you are not receiving the living water. You are not receiving the light from God. You are not receiving the words given to you. You are standing under a cover, preventing the water from reaching you, providing a place outside of the light, in the darkness, shielding the words from entering your heart. Oh my God, you are then standing in darkness. My friends, there is no need for that. There is plenty of space in the orchard of God. There is plenty of space in His vineyard. Shed those leaves of complacency and let the light reach you again. Let the water of life reach your deepest roots and feed you with everlasting life and the power and nutrition of the Word of God through the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah! We do not have to have our roots in the lake of fire, in the fields of death. There is an opportunity. God the Father is standing by to take away, prune, and cut off what is not from Him and what is preventing you from bearing fruit. John chapter 15, verses 1 to 10, Complete Jewish Bible. I am the real vine, and my Father is the gardener. Every branch which is part of me but fails to bear fruit, He cuts off, and every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes so that it may bear more fruit. Right now, because of the word which I have spoken to you, you are pruned. Stay united with me, as I will with you. For just as the branch can't put forth fruit by itself apart from the vine, so you can't bear fruit apart from me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who stay united with me, and I with them, are the ones who bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can't do a thing. Unless a person remains united with me, he is thrown away like a branch and dries up. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire, where they are burned up. If you remain united with me and my words with you, then ask whatever you want, and it will happen for you. This is how my Father is glorified, in your bearing much fruit. This is how you will prove to be my Talmidim. Followers Ed, just as my Father has loved me, I too have loved you. So stay in my love. If you keep my commands, you will stay in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and stay in his love. Is it not wonderful how the words of Jesus are telling us what is important? The Bible gives us a lifeline. Sometimes it might look like we are drowning, but the Father is already standing there with his hand stretched out to pull us out. He is ready to tell us what went wrong and where to prune that dead weight from the tree of our life so that we can bear fruit again. You know, it slows the growth of a church down. It is the invisible killer. People who are in the church but are not truly behaving or showing fruit as Christians. Christians by name, but not by action. Dead weight. Romans chapter 10, verse 17, Complete Jewish Bible. So trust comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through a word proclaimed about the Messiah. Faith, trust, can only exist when it grows. It cannot stand still or be dormant. It grows or it is death. A tall tree in the church came into the building and sat down after a week of very hard work and long days. He turned down the hearing aids and nodded now and then. He truly did not hear a word that the preacher said, but believe it or not, those nods looked like he had just heard every word. The big, tall, overshadowing tree, however, was truly enjoying a moment of peace and quiet in the house of God. There is nothing wrong with a moment of peace and quiet, of course, but the problem is that there are so many ways in which we can just turn off the Word of God and with that prevent the growth that He wants us to have. When you have a church like EWCMI, people can even go out of the room, turn down the volume, or go to the fridge to get a soda or something like that. Can you imagine being in church and then walking out on the pastor for a drink, or standing up and having a discussion with your neighbor three rows back about what was just said? Thank God I do not know that this is happening. It would be really discouraging. Oh my goodness, I forgot to fix this on my car, or fix this in the kitchen, or oh my, did I feed the dog? Let me quickly do this, and then I will pick it up later. Nobody will know. Oh yes, you are wrong. You know. God knows. The church knows. How is that possible? Nobody can see that I am reading a magazine in my oversized Bible in the back of the church, or that I have my hearing aids turned down, or that I am sleeping with my eyes open, or that I left to fix something else, or that, or that, or that, or that. Again. Oh yes, you are wrong. Remember Romans. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Remember the word of Jesus in Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. We are recognized by our fruit. Remember the words of the Apostle Paul to the Galatians in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. Fruit comes from the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is given to us by Jesus the Christ, Yeshua, who is the Word. No word, no growth, no faith. No faith, no life. Trust in self instead of trust in God. When we became Christians, it was like I wrote in the opening of this message. We wanted to know all that we could absorb in the shortest time possible, so that we could be proficient. However, what we do not, or what most of us do not, understand at first is that we will never be done learning. We will never be done growing, and with that, we will never be done producing. Oh, but the smarty pants and the biologists among us will say, yes, come on now, Pastor. Even the best tree needs the time of winter to be dormant and to regenerate. Yes, you are right, but those are the trees that you can comprehend. Those are the trees that you can see in your limited comprehension. The trees of God do not have this time. They do not need it. They are fed by the living water. Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 to 2, Common English Bible. Then the angel showed me the river of life-giving water, shining like crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb through the middle of the city's main street. On each side of the river is the tree of life, which produces 12 crops of fruit, bearing its fruit each month. The tree's leaves are for the healing of the nations. You see, this is where the difference comes in, seeing the truth of God. Within our own thinking, we say we cannot do it, or I am not good enough, or that is too difficult. But with God, when we are producing the fruit of the Holy Spirit, we can do all things through Christ, who gives us strength. Do we see it now? Are you now able to see the difference between a Christian by word and a Christian by deed? A Christian by word is fruitless. A Christian by deed is filled with the Holy Spirit, and with that, loaded with fruit. So a Christian never makes a mistake. Oh, come on now, that is childish and stupid. We are not Jesus. Everybody makes mistakes, has made them, and will make them. However, a Christian is able to repent from sin, and a non-Christian or a spiritually dead one will say, they made a mistake, but do it again, and again, and again, and again. There is no repentance. And with that, we can see fruit of the world, and not fruit of the Spirit. When I was with the Salvation Army at the drug and alcohol rehab program in Salt Lake City, we saw it so many times. People went all Jesus, 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 Jesus on us, but did not have a true conviction of their spirit, and the cleansing or kicking the habit or sobering up only happened in name. It was court-ordered to be in the program, so let us go with the flow. Then, after graduation, outside and done with doing time, that is where the fruit would show or not. People who truly became clean and sober had had taken the opportunity to have the evil spirit of drugs and alcohol removed and filled the void with the Holy Spirit. They were, and are, filled with the Word of God that helped them through the times of temptation. They knew to stay away from old and persuasive friends, and they survived. The other ones, those who only went through the program, followed the steps, and that was it. Ouch. Those people had the addiction removed, but the void that it created was not filled up with the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. No, it created a vacuum, and as soon as they were on the outside again, all the negativity and alcohol and drug spirits were sucked in again. So now then, why am I telling you this? My friends, it is easier to look from the outside in than from the inside. That alcoholic, that drug addict, that might as well be you. You have been sitting in the church all your life, but unfortunately, you have just gone through the program. Prayer and Sunday school, and service on Sunday, Wednesday Bible study. You are still looking with lust at your neighbor's car, or maybe his wife. You are still looking with envy in your heart at that other woman's nice dress, and you will and shall have one like that too. Or something like, they do all that with their children, and I will too. Or, he has that title? Him? Oh, come on, I can do better. As a Christian, I ought not be selling this product, but I can use the money. As a Christian, I ought not read, listen to, or watch this stuff, but hey, I have done it all my life. My friends, all growth, faith, and trust inhibiting factors do not make you dormant for a little while. No, it means death. Remember from Revelation, in God's garden, there is no time of being dormant. You grow fruit, or you do not. There is no other way about it. So let us open our eyes and see what a beautiful day it is in the kingdom of God. Let us see how green the grass is where we stand and how beautifully the flowers are growing. Look at your neighbors and see the fruit on the trees. Glory to God, this is our time. This is the time. Wherever we are at this moment, at home, at work, in bed, in the car, in service, or at Bible study, praise the Lord. It is a new day with new opportunities. This day is the first day of the rest of our life. Romans chapter 3, verses 22 to 24, Common English Bible. God's righteousness comes through the faithfulness of Jesus Christ for all who have faith in Him. There's no distinction. All have sinned and fall short of God's glory, but all are treated as righteous freely by His grace because of a ransom that was paid by Christ Jesus. Oh, how I love this same text from the Complete Jewish Bible Translation. Romans chapter 3, verses 22 to 24, Complete Jewish Bible. And it is a righteousness that comes from God through the faithfulness of Yeshua, the Messiah, to all who continue trusting. For it makes no difference whether one is a Jew or a Gentile, since all have sinned and come short of earning God's praise. By God's grace, without earning it, all are granted the status of being considered righteous before Him, through the act redeeming us from our enslavement to sin that was accomplished by the Messiah Yeshua. If we want to, we are all considered righteous before God, not on our behalf, but because of Jesus the Christ, He who died on the cross for our sin. Hallelujah! Whatever situation we are in, wherever we are, there is a second chance. Thank you, Jesus. Suddenly, faith/truth has received a whole new goal, a goal to strive after. This goal is to ever grow in truth, to ever grow in faith, so that in this way, we will carry the fruit of the Holy Spirit. In this way, we have conquered dependency, addiction, lust, power, the world, demonic influences, depression, fear. We have even conquered death itself. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 to 57, Amplified Bible. And when this perishable puts on the imperishable, and this that was capable of dying puts on freedom from death, then shall be fulfilled the scripture that says, death is swallowed up, utterly vanquished forever, in and unto victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Now sin is the sting of death, and sin exercises its power upon the soul through the abuse of the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory, making us conquerors, through our Lord Jesus Christ. What a glorious knowledge that we have! Victory over eternal death through Jesus Christ. God has given us His Son to step into a covenant relationship with Him. The Son has provided the Holy Spirit to help us, comfort, counsel, help, strengthen us, and stand with us. Jesus said in John chapter 16 to His disciples that He would go and be with the Heavenly Father. John chapter 16, verse 7, Amplified Bible. However, I am telling you nothing but the truth when I say it is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous for you that I go away. Because if I do not go away, the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Advocate, Intercessor, Strengthener, Standby, will not come to you into close fellowship with you. But if I go away, I will send Him to you to be in close fellowship with you. John chapter 16, verses 8 to 11, Common English Bible. When He comes, He will show the world it was wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment. He will show the world it was wrong about sin, because they don't believe in Me. He will show the world it was wrong about righteousness, because I'm going to the Father and you won't see Me anymore. He will show the world it was wrong about judgment, because this world's ruler stands condemned. In this, my beloved friends, we see a great and wonderful truth. The Holy Spirit condemns the ruler of the world, Satan. However, He will also convict about righteousness. When the Christian convicts you of your wrongdoings, first, you need to check out their fruit. Is it them, or is it God's Word convicting you of wrongdoings? If it is God's Word that tells you that you are doing wrong, repent. Open up your eyes and open up your heart for the living water that cleanses and feeds, and for the love of God that educates and warms. Let God prune you and carry fruit again. The Holy Spirit will work in you and convict you of righteousness. He will lead you in the way of doing the things in life right. The Holy Spirit in you, fused with your spirit, will grow stronger and stronger, and you will grow stronger and stronger. However, you need to let Him. Growing in faith and truth requires ears to hear and eyes to see. We need our eyes to recognize the fruit of the Spirit and to distinguish it from the fruits of the false prophets, the fruits of the world. We need to be able to hear the Word of God so that we can grow in knowledge, in truth, and in faith, that we can bear fruit ourselves and will not be overwhelmed, overgrown, or overshadowed by the weeds and vines of Satan. Faith that does not grow, faith that does not produce, is death. When it produces just a little, let the Heavenly Father prune and shape, so that again, just like at first, you can grow again and produce that wonderful and glorious fruit of the Holy Spirit. Beloved friends, living faith is not a trophy placed on the shelf of yesterday's confession. Living faith is the covenant life of God moving through us today. It is the branch remaining in the vine, the soul drinking from the river of life, the heart surrendered to the pruning hand of the Father. In Yeshua HaMashiach, we are not called to religious decoration, but to kingdom fruit. This is the messianic heartbeat of the gospel, Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, receiving righteousness not by personal achievement, title, church attendance, or outward appearance, but by the faithfulness of Yeshua and the grace of God. The same God who called Abraham into covenant, who brought Israel through the waters, who sent his Son to redeem us, now gives his Ruach HaKodesh to empower us to live, grow, repent, and bear fruit. So today, let the Father prune what steals life. Let the Son restore what has been broken. Let the Holy Spirit fill every empty place, that the world, addiction, fear, pride, anger, envy, lust, or complacency once occupied. There is no shame in returning to the vine. There is life there. There is healing there. There is fruit there. There is victory there. And now, my friends, this invitation stands before every one of us. Trust him again. Hear his word again. Open your heart again. Let faith become alive and growing in you again. For the tree planted by the waters of God does not live for itself. It bears fruit for the glory of the Father, for the testimony of Yeshua, and for the healing of the nations. Faith that does not grow, faith that does not produce, is death. When it produces just a little, let the Heavenly Father prune and shape, so that again, just like at first, you can grow again and produce that wonderful and glorious fruit of the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.